Now, let's get into the chapter, and as we do, I'm going to read now verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. Now, in this particular chapter, there are certain things that we want to call attention to, and I want to emphasize that is his majesty and his meekness. And he seems to have spent his nights under the open sky. Have you ever noticed he was born in a stable? He was arrested, and not in a fine home, but in a garden. And we are going to see something here that's quite startling, even in these humble circumstances. Now, when Jesus had spoken these words, what words? Well, this upper room discourse. Then he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron. Now, this crossing of the brook Kidron is to me quite interesting. Why did he leave Jerusalem, and why did he go out to that place? Well, to begin with, he was accustomed to go there. This was the place that he went time and time again. We're told, for instance, here in the second verse, and Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Now, it's Luke, though, that tells us in the 21st chapter, verse 37, he says, and in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. Now, as best we can tell, he never spent a night in the city of Jerusalem proper, in the walled city. He went out, for instance, during that last week to Bethany, stayed with his friends out there. Then this last night, though, he didn't even spend it inside the city. He had that upper room, and I would have thought he would abode in that room all night, but he didn't. He'd said, "Arise, let us go hence." And now he crosses the brook Kidron, and he goes to this place that we call, of course, the Garden of Gethsemane. And again, you'll notice that when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, John does not record his agony. John does not record the fact that he fell on his face, because he's speaking of the glory and not the agony of Christ, as we shall see. He's putting the emphasis upon the deity, as the other Gospels put the emphasis upon his humanity. Now, we also note that Luke says that he went again in Luke 22:39, and he came out and went as he was wont, that is, as he was accustomed, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And this evidently was the place, because it is at the foot of the Mount of Olives. And that would seem to be the reason that he went out. I think it's interesting to note that he crossed over the brook Kidron. I wonder if that reminds any of you who are Bible students of another who crossed the Kidron. Well, it's back in the 15th chapter, 2 Samuel, when you'll recall that David was betrayed, in fact, his own son. You remember Absalom led a rebellion against them, and Ahithophel, his very wonderful friend, so-called, betrayed him. It's awful when Christians do things like that today, by the way. And you'll recall that after Judas had made his covenant to betray our Lord, he went across the brook Kidron. And then there's something here that I don't want you to miss. Why did he go over there to this quiet place? He's giving his enemies an opportunity now to take him. You see, they wanted to lay hands on him, but they were afraid of the people, and they wouldn't dare lay hands on him in the temple or in the streets of Jerusalem. So he goes out to this quiet place, and in the dead of night, they come out to arrest him. You see, he's now not resisting, but he's now the Lamb of God that offers no resistance. As a sheep before a shearer is dumb, he opened not his mouth. He's now yielding himself and the dignity of his person at this time, friends, is absolutely, it's overwhelming. So let's not miss this. And then, of course, it also gave this man Judas Iscariot an opportunity to know where he would be. And he was able to bring them out to this place here. I think this is very important to know. Before the Lord Jesus, you remember when they closed in on him, I think disappeared miraculously. In fact, we were told when they took up stones to cast at him, Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. That, you'll recall, was back in the 8th chapter. And then in chapter 12, verse 36, it says, "These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them." They were not able to locate him, you see, up to this time. Now, why, he lays himself wide open to be taken. And this, I think, is very important for us to note.